from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, we're not traveling with the Rolling Stones. He's been on vacation. Doug has been gone a lot, but he will be back with us next Sunday. But today, it's always great to have Denise Schreiber, Mrs. Know-It-All, in the house with us. And whenever she drops by, it's just real easy. You call, she answers your questions. And that number is 866-391-1020. But if you'd like to get in on that gift certificate from the good folks at Sorgles, you got to be the 10th caller now at 412-922-1020. But if you have any gardening questions for Denise, call us, 866-391-1020. Denise, I got to tell you, this week, upcoming weather-wise, if you've been putting off, well, you know, weeding the garden or just being outside because it's been too warm, no excuses. This is going to be a picturesque week, is it not?
Oh, yeah. And I was actually out in the garden last night. My tomatoes are finally starting to ripen. I plant later season tomatoes, and I was looking at all the weeds, especially the purslane and the spurge, and I'm just like, guess what I'm doing today? Yeah, because you really don't want to let spurge to, go to seed, because then you'll have thousands of them next year. And something else, because we're having cooler nights. You're going to see my bitter enemy, hairy bittercress, pop up in the garden. All it needs is like one day of cool weather, and it pops up, and it probably flowers the next day and throws out all its seed. So you want to be on the lookout for that.
You know what else is amazing is the lawn, as dreary as it has been and as warm and hazy and hot and humid, all of the above, and the damage that it's done, just a little drink or two from Mother Nature can really perk things up. It's amazing what some rain can do, huh?
Well, I guess so, because we haven't had any. We had a little bit of mist the other day, and that's been it. We have not had
really
any type of accumulation of rain. So I'm still out there watering. I'm not watering the lawn. I'm watering my vegetable bed, my landscape beds, the new bed I put in this spring. Yeah. We haven't seen rain. Everybody talks about, oh, all the rain. We have not seen it. It has gone north of us, east of us, south of us, but not in Pleasant Hills.
So let me, and I've been inundated. It's been absolutely beautiful. But I want to ask you about watering and just get some of your thoughts. You know, the old aspect of, you know, water early in the morning or late at night. But I know people that do it at all different times of day or night. But let's set the record straight. When it comes to watering, what's your best advice?
Water when you can. It doesn't matter really what time. Now, I use soaker hoses, so I'm not getting water on the foliage. So as a result, I know people are seeing powdery mildew on like their zucchini and their cucumbers. I am not, because I water the roots. And when we have really humid weather, oh, gee, was it humid this summer? You will see a lot of diseases. You'll see downy mildew on basil. So, you know, water at the base, water thoroughly. Don't do what I call the magic wand watering, where you see somebody standing there with the hose and they're going back and forth with the hose and they think they're, you know, doing a good job watering, when in fact they're causing more problems. And, you know, I've heard the myth of putting water on the leaves and then it's going to get sun scald because the water magnifies the sun. Well, you know what? If that was the case, you know, we'd all be burned. You know, it doesn't do anything.
You know, soaker hoses were prevalent when I was a kid growing up. My dad had a little makeshift garden, and then later in life, he just put some stakes up against the building that was our house, and, you know, he had those tomatoes. But that soaker hose, you know, that flat hose with a lot of holes in it, really seemed to get the job done. Why do you like soaker hoses? He absolutely loved them.
Well, one, I'm not standing out there watering. Two, it's really getting it to the roots. Now, I remember the old flat ones. Now, you know, they're round like a hose, and they only put out a few gallons per hour. So as a result, you're really getting the moisture into the roots that need it, not on the foliage. And I know that, you know, some companies tout, oh, you can fertilize by spraying the foliage. Yes, plants will take some nutrients in that way, but if you really want to get the nutrients to the plants, you've got to get it to the roots.
You know, a lot of people have said the heat has actually benefited some of the things in their garden. Has it benefited anything for you at all?
My peppers have gone crazy. They love the heat. And they have gone absolutely nuts. I mean, people come and like, oh, would you like to take some peppers home? You know, usually it's zucchini. No, this year it's peppers. And then, of course, I've been making a lot of sausage and peppers and onions. And I give them to a friend of ours who recently lost his wife. So we make sure he eats something. And he's appreciative. He said, I add an egg and have it for breakfast. And so, you know, you can stuff them. And it's salsa making time, too.
Yep.
So I grow one called Monster Jalapeno. I do not like super hot anything. And so these jalapenos are great for salsa. They're not overwhelming. You know, people grow these Carolina Reapers and ghost peppers, and I'm like, why? Just... I want to be able to taste my food. I don't want to, like, go, I can't see anymore because I ate this pepper.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when you're picking those things in the garden, buyer beware. Make sure that you wash your hands or wear some gloves, because I know a lot of folks who have touched their eyes or sensitive parts of their body and forgot that they had that magic touch, that glow of energy, that extra burst of heat, and it can cause you some bodily harm. So be careful out there when you're working in the garden. Now, Mrs. Know-It-All would love to hear from you today, and you know she loves taking questions, and the phones are already filling up. 866-391-1020. Denise, as I said earlier in this broadcast and this week, got a lot of folks that wanted to kind of get in touch with you after last week's show, and I actually reached out for a particular email that you gave me so I could forward on to some listeners. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you throughout the week?
They can reach me at my email at edibleflowers1@AOL.com, or they can get me on Facebook at Mrs. Know-It-All.
So real simple. If you want to spend a little time getting a question answered, you should call us now at 866-391-1020. Or, as she just mentioned, there are other ways to get a hold of her. And you can also messenger on Mrs. Know-It-All on Facebook. So here we are, to pick or not to pick. When is it like, hey, it's go time? You got to get it off the vine. You got to get it out of the garden. How long do you let some of this stuff go before it's just go time?
As far as tomatoes, I was out there picking, and I thought, you know, I've got, you know, chipmunks that like my garden more than anything. And so I was picking tomatoes last night. And they're mostly ripe. Some are ripe. And then some are close to being ripe, but I don't want to tempt anybody. So I brought them in. And one of the tricks I learned, And I can't say it's scientific. I have checked with people, and we actually don't know the reason. But if you pick a tomato that is almost ripe, but not quite, take it in, pull out the stem. Don't cut it. You've got to remove the stem completely. Turn it upside down on the counter, and you can put it close to other tomatoes. I mean, you know, they can be really close. They just can't touch. And they'll ripen, but at the same point, they'll keep. I have some. I was at Sorgel's a few weeks ago, and I got a little bag of tomatoes because mine weren't ready yet. And I have them on my counter, and they are ripe, but they haven't gone bad. So, you know, that happens a lot when you bring in tomatoes and then they sit there for a week. The other thing is I never put tomatoes in the refrigerator unless I've cut it for a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. So I don't know why this works. It does work. It's the best I can tell you. You take the stem off completely, turn it upside down, keep it in within kissing distance of other tomatoes, just not touching, and they will ripen and they will keep.
All right, Mrs. Know-It-All, phones are filling up. We're going to get to all these calls in just a little bit, so stay where you're at. Of course, this is KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. And again, 866-391-1020 is the number to dial to be on the program today. Zach's a little busy right now, but he will get to you. So just stay on the line or keep letting it ring, and we'll get you in the queue and get you on the air. 866-391-1020. Mrs. Know-It-All, Denise Schreiber, in today for the Vacationing Doug Oster on KDKA. Good morning. All right, back. Doug is on vacation today. Back with us next week, Mrs. Know-It-All, Denise Schreiber, pinch hitting today. And let's go to Mary in Evans City dealing with some tomato worms. Mary, you're on the Organic Gardener. KDK, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Mrs. Know-It-All.
Hi.
I was just wondering, how do you get rid of tomato worms?
Okay, so are you talking about the big green one, the one green one?
Yes,
okay.
With the turn on the top of its head.
Yeah, actually, that's his butt, but but at any rate, so when you're looking at them, do they have little white dots or protrusions on its back?
Yes, it's almost like stripes. It almost looks like a leaf that's curled up.
No, it would be like little white balloons sticking out of his back.
No, they're just like green, bright green and real big and juicy looking.
Yeah, they are juicy. Actually, when they have the little white protrusions on them, that means they've been attacked by a parasitic wasp, and the baby wasps hatch and kill the worm. So when they're like that, I just let them go because they're usually dead in a couple of days. Now, since yours don't have it, do you have a lot of birds?
Yes.
Well, actually, you can kind of, knock them into a plate or something and just put them out. The birds will take care of them pretty well. You know, the best way to control them in your garden actually is to hand pick them. You know, if not, you can kind of smush them. That's pretty disgusting on its own. But birds love them. And so, you know, I've seen robins come in and they're like, oh, dinner has been served. You know, because you got to remember, a lot of birds feast on insects as opposed to seeds. So, but that's the easiest way is to actually knock them off.
Okay. My husband was hearing about a mixture of cayenne pepper and dish soap. And, I don't know if that's a good idea to put that on the plants.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea, actually. And I wish people would not read this stuff on the internet and think it's a good idea because it seems to be a catch-all for whatever ails your garden. And also for spotted lanternfly. No, that really wouldn't control them at all. So handpick, it's like Japanese beetles. You know, sometimes it's just easier to knock them into a jar of, you know, soapy water and be done with them, let them drown. And you could do that with the hornworms as well. But, yeah, okay. Cayenne pepper and dish soap, You know, if you listen to this show, me and Doug both are like, please don't use that stuff. You do more damage to beneficial insects, and it really, you know, may solve a couple of problems, but you've done more damage in the process.
All right, Mary, thank you for the call. Let's get to Doug. Doug, you're on The Organic Gardener with Mrs. Know-It-All. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question. I have 8 broccoli plants, and they've all given up their central heads. We've harvested them. We're starting to get some offshoots, or we're getting little heads on them. How long do I have to leave them grow before I can harvest them?
You know, as long as they're green, you know, you can harvest them at any time. It's when they start to turn yellow that they're past their prime. So, you know, as soon as, did you get rain? Let me ask you that. Did you get rain?
We got maybe a brief shower.
Okay. So if you keep your broccoli plants watered, you should be able to harvest them as they kind of grow a little bit more. You can harvest them at any time.
Okay. Thank you very much. Enjoyed listening to you, Denise.
Oh, thank you.
All right, 866-391-1020. If you want to get a question in for Mrs. Know-It-All, Denise Shriver in today for the Vacationing Doug Oster. Here's Larry. Larry, good morning. You're on KDK. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I purchased 2 Portulaca hanging baskets at a local nursery, probably back around Mother's Day. And they flower beautifully, you know, but the flowers, they don't stay open very long now. I've purchased these in the past, and they've flowered like mostly all day long, and then at nighttime when the sun goes down, they would close up. But now they're only open for like a couple of hours, and then they close up. And I don't know if bees have anything to do with that, because I've noticed there's been a lot of bees flying around these 2 hanging baskets that I purchased.
No, the bees have nothing to do with it. So do you have these hanging baskets in full sun?
Yes.
Okay. And they might be going to seed. So if you can see, you'll see it's kind of like a little green bead, for lack of a better term, where the flower used to be. Maybe give it a little haircut. You know, just take off some of the stems and see if that helps. Also, fertilize it as well.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing that like every couple of weeks, and I've noticed like down below the basket, you get like these long strands. Now, I've been cutting those off, you know, the ones that hang down below the basket, but it just seems like they're not staying open very long.
Yeah, and the heat is the other issue that, you know, we've had. You know, once temperatures get above 85, plants start to protect themselves. And so there's something on the underside of leaves called the stomata. And during heat, that's how they exchange gases, per se. And in extreme heat, they close up to protect the plant. So that could be the other issue, because I think we've had like 15 or 16 days of over 90 this year. And I think last year we had maybe 3. You know, so it's been a weird year, so things are, you know, not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, because they're, from the time the sun comes up till it goes down, they're constantly in the sun, and haven't had that issue before, but I guess like this year it's been extremely hot, and so
yes.
I'll just keep an eye on them, and I do fertilize them every couple of weeks, you know, with a liquid fertilizer, so I'll just keep an eye on them and see what happens.
Okay, and you know what? When you go to fertilize, the day before, just water them, and that helps hydrate the plant, and then it helps it take up the fertilizer a little better.
Okay, we'll try that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Larry. Pat, we're going to get to you, and we'll talk about cucumbers with you in just a little bit, but we're going to get a break in here for the news, give Mrs. Know-It-All a bit of a break, too. Be back with you in about a little over 7 minutes or so. And if you want to get in here and get a question answered, we've got 2 more segments with her today. She's pinch hitting for Doug, who's on vacation. Doug will be back in the air chair a week from today hosting The Organic Gardener. You can always follow and find out more about what Doug's doing all the time, including this trip to the Mighty 5 out there in the West. by going to DougOster.com. Next hour, it's the Coons Cooking Hour, and then Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Dr. Sean Ritchie will be here, Accurate Solutions, and then 2 hours of the best hometown sports talk show anywhere. Pirates lose last night. Paul Skeen strikes out 8, but he takes the loss, and it will be more Steeler action this Saturday as they take on Buffalo preseason game number 2. We'll back check that loss against the Texans. Also a big day for a number of rookie quarterbacks in NFL preseason action yesterday. And of course, the summer games roll on as today the women go for the gold in basketball. The men captured their gold yesterday. Right now, though, let's get ready for that news bottom of the hour with Rob Taylor. And again, if you have a question for Mrs. Know-It-All, we actually have a few available lines at 866-391-1020. It's your Pratt Pack. Good morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, before we get back to Mrs. Know-It-All, a 10th caller wins a gift certificate to the farm, but not just any farm, Janoski's Farm, Route 30 in Clinton, Pennsylvania. And the number to dial is 412-922-1020. All right, here's Pat, wants to get that cucumber question answered. So, Pat, welcome to the Organic Gardener. In for the vacationing Doug Oster is Mrs. Know-It-All. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. Hello. Hello. Go ahead.
Yes, I had two questions. First one's about the cucumber beetles. I've had such a rough time with it this year. What's the best way to control them?
You can, excuse me, you can use Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. That works very well on them. Now, you do have to make contact on them. So you've got to be pretty vigilant looking for them on the plant itself. You know, there's really nothing that you can, you know, well, you could probably use neem oil. Just follow the directions on it, and you can drench your plant with it. Now, it should be registered that you can use it on food crops, but I would double-check the label on that. And what's your other question?
Well, real quick on that, too. These yellow traps, can you just use them, the glued ones, you know, with the glue, or do you have to have the ones with the lure and the yellow?
Well, here's the thing about them. The yellow cards are actually
used in greenhouses to determine your insect problems. So it's not to catch them. You get the cards and you look and you see, you know, I have 5 mealybugs, I have 200 whitefly, and then they use appropriate controls for them. They are not meant to just take care of your problem. What was the other thing that you mentioned?
The yellow traps with the sometimes you get them with the, they're like loops, and then you have the little lure in the middle.
Oh, okay. So you can try them. The only thing is, now if you have other cucurbits in your garden, like zucchini, gourds, that will attract, you know, they can attract more beetles, but at the same time, they can also go after your other plants too. You know, I have mixed feelings on the lures. It's like the Japanese beetle traps. Yeah, they cut Japanese beetles, but they brought every Japanese beetle within miles to your garden.
Oh boy. Okay, my other question is, what brand of soaker hoses do you recommend?
No, really. I got mine from Dram, but any good soaker hose. I wouldn't get the ones that you see in dollar stores and one of my favorite stores, Ollie's, because they're not a quality product and you do want it to last in your garden. My soaker hoses have been in my garden for probably 8 years, and I just leave them in. I don't lift them up every year, you know, at the end of the season. I let them stay. You just got to be careful when you're digging that you don't dig into the hose. But, you know, any good quality one, you know, that you can get at, you know, a garden center like Janoski's or Sorgel's, they'll have good ones for you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call. And I was just out of Janoski's. They've got a lot of that stuff out there in the garden center, so you may want to check it out. They're going to open at 8 a.m. today. Here's Anita. Anita, you're on with Mrs. Know-It-All in for Doug Oster, the organic gardener. Hi, Anita.
Hello. Yes, I have a question about rhubarb. Why the stems do not get red? They're a normal size. The leaves are big. It's a plant that's a couple years old.
Okay. And so the stems are normally red?
They should turn red to be able to eat them. But no, they're normally green, and they're not turning red.
Okay. You may have one of the ornamental rhubarbs. because rhubarb should turn red. But there are ornamental rhubarbs, and, you know, they're edible, but it's not going to be the same as the ones who have the red stem. So, you know, sometimes they're grown more for their foliage because, you know, the foliage is so huge, you know, it looks great in the garden. Of course, the deer appreciate it, too.
Well, the deer don't seem to get it, and it originated from a plant that always turned red that was from my dad that was, well-established plant.
Okay. So is it in full sun?
It is in full sun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you water and fertilize it on a regular basis?
We water it. I don't know about fertilizing it. And last year we had problems with those big pods, like big seed pods coming that we had to cut off.
Yeah. Anytime you see, you know, that's starting to happen, you should immediately cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. So the only other thing I can come up with is you might need a soil test and have your pH checked. A lot of times that will influence, you know, colors in your plants. You know, people don't think about it, but it can.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anita. 866-391-1020. Time to get in here. We got about a segment and a half left with Mrs. Know-It-All. Then it's the Coons Cooking Hour. Here's Sarah. Wants to talk about some plants with Mrs. Know-It-All and KDK. Welcome to the Organic Gardener, Sarah. Hello. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead, please. All right, Sarah. Let's move on to Alan. Alan, go ahead. You're on KDKA.
Yes. Hello. I have a hydrangea bush. It's on the north side of the house. It's all green, but there's no flowers on it.
Okay. So do you happen to know which one you have?
No.
All right. So there's a number of reasons why you have no flowers. One, it could be planted too deep, and they are shallow-rooted, so you might want to check to see if there's too much soil around the base of the plant. Also, if there's a lot of mulch on top of it, too. You should always keep mulch a few inches away from the base of the plant. The other thing could be, you know, the squirrels or chipmunks could have munched off the blossoms because yours might be one of the ones that you don't prune. It could be that it got hit by a late frost. You know, without knowing which one you have, it's a little, but those are a lot of reasons why it's not blooming. You know, so first and foremost, I'd make sure it's not planted too deep.
Okay, I guess that answers my question.
Yeah, I mean, without knowing, you know, there's a number of reasons. Actually, if you go to Proven Winners website, they have a thing on hydrangeas. You know, why is my hydrangea not blooming? You know, and it gives you, depending on which one you have, and you might recognize it from there, and it goes down, you know, you didn't water it, or you planted it too deep, or it's in full sun, you know, it'll break those down, and that's actually a really good reference.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call, Alan. We appreciate it. We're going to get a break in here and wrap it up with Mr. Know-It-All for today. We've got Kim, we've got Anna. We'd love to hear from you as well, too. This is, of course, the Organic Gardener, Doug Off, today. But you can always find out what he's doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by going to DougOster.com. We'll be back. All right, here we go, the home stretch. Mrs. Know-It-All, always good to have Denise Schreiber in for Doug. He's on vacation, back with us next week. Let's go to Kim. She's got a question. You're on the Organic Gardener. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have pole bean plants, and they've been growing fantastically, but I still have no blooms or no beans on my plants, and I was wondering if there's anything I can do to help them produce quicker.
Well, actually, now I grow pole beans. You should have had blooms by now. Are you fertilizing?
Yes, I am.
What are you fertilizing with?
We've been using Miracle-Gro, and you mix it with the water, and then you can water like down below into the ground.
Okay, how often are you fertilizing?
At least once a week.
You know what? You might be overdoing it.
Okay.
So I would water, you know, or fertilize it maybe once every 2 weeks. You know, make sure the plants are getting enough water.
Okay.
The other thing is, if you're only fertilizing and using that as your water, that can actually burn some of the roots. So right now, since you said, you know, it's growing great, but you have no blooms, you know, the plant's getting too much nitrogen, which is what produces the leaves. So I would back off on the fertilizer. You know, you've probably given it more than enough for the entire season already. And right now, I would just stick to water for the next month because my beans are going nuts.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
All right, still a little bit of time to get in here for a question from Mrs. Know-It-All. We've got some lines available, 866-391-1020. Hello, Anna, and welcome to the Organic Gardener. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Can you give me the website again? I'm not a fast writer. I got edible, and I didn't get the rest.
It's edible flowers, all one word, the number one, at AOL.com.
Thank you. Okay. Now, my mystery plant, I don't know.
But do you want me to go? No.
I had planted last year cucumbers, zucchinis, and pumpkin seeds in these little hills. And then in the fall, I planted garlic. Well, when I harvested the garlic this year, here's this cute little plant. Okay, so huge yellow blossoms, and they all look like they're female, and I wanted to self-pollinate. Well, it didn't. I never found anything. And then suddenly up crops what looks like a watermelon. But my problem is the stems are being stripped, and the only thing I ever see is ants. And I'm afraid I'm going to lose these mystery melons that I'm getting. What do I do? I put foil around, and I had frozen garlic cloves, and then I took them out, and they got kind of smelly, and so I put them around on the stems. I'm trying everything.
Are the ants actually eating it, or are they just in the flowers?
They're stripping the stems. They just look. I can't describe it, but the stems are not normal stems, and I've put foil around, which has worked in the past years with zucchini and things like that.
Uh huh.
They're just stripping the stems, and I'm afraid they're going to go so deep that they'll cut off at the main plant, and I have vines. It's a jungle.
Okay. It would help a lot to know what the plant is. Since you have my email, if you could take a picture of it and send it to me, I could get a better look. So maybe like a picture of the flower and the stem, and I could get a better look. Usually ants don't strip leaves. You know, they're busy, you know, collecting, you know, dead critters that are there and take them back for the, you know, the nest. I normally never see ants stripping leaves. That's why I'd like you to take a picture, a couple of pictures and send them to me.
Yeah, it's a stem they're stripping.
Yes. Are they going to the flower at all?
I didn't look at the flowers. Boy, I tell you, they open in the morning, look gorgeous, and then they close up. I have to get out there early in the morning to even see the, you know, the flowers. So so now I've got three mystery ones, and it looks like a watermelon. So, but I will try to get a picture and send it to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mrs. Know-It-All, the show has come to an end, but you've been a real sport. Thank you for your expertise. You're the best, and I know Doug will be going on another vacation soon, so we'll do it again, okay?
Okay.
All right, there she goes, the incredibly talented Mrs. Know-It-All. And for those of you on the line that we didn't get to, I apologize, but there's only so much you can do, and whenever she stops by, it gets very popular. Now, in this theme, we're going to be talking about homegrown local produce. You know, Coons Market, locally owned and independently operated with 8 locations, does a lot of business with local farms. A lot of the produce you see from sweet corn and Chambersburg peaches and more that await you in those produce departments, locally grown from local farmers. And today, the first couple of segments, Frank's going to spend with a very familiar voice here on the show. He has done the show for many years with Joe and I and Frank, and obviously now with Frank and I, John Clemens, who's their exceptional produce manager. So I'm going to kick back and listen to that interview for a couple of segments. Then we're going to give you an opportunity to phone in and talk about all of your favorite recipes when it comes to locally grown produce. And that lucky listener is going to win a gift certificate as well. So we're just in a giving mood today. It's a Sunday morning. Rob Taylor coming up with that news. And then at 9 o'clock, Dr. Sean Ritchie helping thousands get over neuropathy, Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Accurate Solutions. And then today, it is a huge monumental day on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. We'll talk some Pirate baseball. The Steelers got one preseason game under their belt. And the games of the summer are coming to an end in France. So lots still to come today. The marathon rolls on till 1 o'clock. Your Pratt Pack. Stay with us on KDKA. Good morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.